Welcome to this demonstration of the Magic Keyboard 2. So first of all, I'll be doing a unpacking, physical description, and then showing you how easy it is to connect both to my Mac here and also to my iPhone. So I got the Magic Keyboard 2 today in a little jiffy bag, which I've already taken the keyboard out of it. It's a little rectangular box and you slide the sleeve off left or right. So I'll do that now. And I'll just pop that over there. When I first opened this afternoon, the keyboard, of course, was wrapped in plastic, which I've already taken off. So now I've got the keyboard actually in the box itself, and the lightning cable is underneath the actual keyboard. The way to get the keyboard out of the box, I'm just going to tip the box upside down with my hands underneath it and just lift the box up and off. And pop that aside. And now what I've got laying on the bottom of the keyboard, because it just fell out of the box and I tipped it upside down, is actually the lightning cable that comes with the Magic Keyboard 2, which is the easiest way to connect it to your Mac. So I'm just going to put that to the side at the moment, the lightning cable. Turn the keyboard over, so it's the right way up now. Pop it on the table. If you want a size comparison, if I lay the new Magic Keyboard 2 on top of the older keyboard, the length is exactly the same, but the width, which is the height of the actual keyboard itself, is just over the top row of function keys. So it's actually very, very slim as far as width goes. If I just put them side by side, the Magic Keyboard 2 has a lower profile. It still slopes from the back to the front, i.e. lower at the front, higher at the back, but it's not so high as the old keyboard. With the Magic Keyboard 2, you can basically imagine that there's only a very now small bezel around the outside of the whole keyboard. It doesn't have the cylindrical section at the back to put the batteries in, because the batteries are now rechargeable inside the Magic Keyboard 2. And what you'll first of all really notice is down the bottom right hand side, the up and down arrow keys are now half a size, and the left and right arrow keys are full size keys. So you don't have the normal inverted T that you have on the older keyboards with the space above the left and right arrows. It's all filled in now. So you've got a full size left arrow key, and then in the middle, the up and down arrow keys are half size in the middle, and the right hand side, you have the full size right arrow. The rest of the keyboard is exactly the same keyboard layout wise as the keyboard original. So the bottom, going from left to right, you've got the function key, control, option, command, spacebar, and then command, option, the big left arrow key, the small up and down arrow keys above each other, and the full size right arrow key. And the other interesting difference is that the top key on the left hand side, the escape key, is a lot longer than it is on the older keyboard. And we still have the dots on the F and the J key. If I now pick up the keyboard and I'm on the back edge now, I've still got the space bar towards me and the back edge away from me. In the middle, you now have the lightning connector port to connect it and charge it to the Mac. Now on the back right edge, just a little bit in from the right hand edge, you now have a side selector switch. So if I flick it to the left, the keyboard's off. If I flick it to the right, the keyboard is on. And then basically underneath the keyboard, you have, of course, the four little round feet. And of course, right in the middle, you have the indented cutout Apple logo. Okay, so let's see what happens. I've got my Mac here.
Finder.
Now, let me grab this lightning cable. And it's just got a bit of cardboard that holds the cable together. Okay, and it's a good length cable. So I'm going to take the keyboard and in the back on the lightning cable port, plug that cable in, plug the USB part of it into my Mac. Now the keyboard at the moment is in the left hand position. So it's switched over to the left as I'm facing the keyboard with the spacebar towards me. I'm now going to flick it to the right.
Notification center, keyboard ready to use.
And that's it. Notification center, keyboard ready to use. Let me try and press Command Tab.
Text edit.
Text edit.
Finder.
And back to Finder. So I pull out the lightning cable. I've now pulled it out. and let's see if we can keep using our keyboard.
Application, keyboard setup assistant window, continue button as keyboard focus.
Okay, so it's now come up with the Bluetooth keyboard assistant. Okay, now that's very interesting because I don't know if it was supposed to come up or not. Continue via spacebar, control option, spacebar.
Press continue button. Identifying your keyboard.
Let's keep going with VR right arrow, control option, right arrow.
Press the key immediately to the right of the shift key on the left side of the keyboard that can't be identified.
Now press the key immediately to the right of the left shift key. So I'm pressing that now. And let's read the next instruction.
Press the key immediately to the left of the shift key on the right side of the keyboard.
Press the key on the right hand side of the keyboard and immediately to the left. Pressing that now. And then I'm going to do VR right arrow, control option, right arrow.
Conclusion. Your keyboard has been identified. Standard 101 key or 102 key keyboard and some other keyboards. Go back, done button.
And I just kept right arrow to the done button.
Print finder, applications, window.
So now if I now do command tab.
Text edit, finder.
Okay, so that's actually very interesting. I'm going to plug the lightning cable in again to see what it does. So if I now do command tab.
Text edit, finder.
Okay, I was just doing command tab and shift command tab then. And take the lightning cable out again. And let's check what happens. Command tab.
Text edit.
Shift command tab.
Finder.
Yep, still working as a Bluetooth keyboard. So now I'm actually going to turn it off. So I'm going to slide the side switch to the left. Now if I touch the keyboard, nothing happens. Good. If I plug the lightning cable in, nothing should also happen. Very good. So it's completely off. Good. Okay, so let's take the cable out. And I'm going to turn it on again. So now it's in Bluetooth mode with my Mac. Command tab.
Text edit. Finder.
Perfect. Let's see what the Bluetooth menu has to say when this keyboard is now connected via Bluetooth. So let's go to the menu bar with VOM or control option M.
Menu bar.
And we across again to extras menu.
Menu extras. Airfoil status menu.
And across the Bluetooth.
Airfoil speed Skype. Finger lock. Beats up 2-3 point. Tweetbot. Dropbox. Bluetooth status menu.
Okay, and pull it down.
Menu. 12 items.
Come down to magic keyboard.
Bluetooth. Turn loop devices. David Wood. Magic keyboard. Submenu.
Okay, go into that. VR spacebar. Control spacebar.
Press magic keyboard. Submenu.
Come down.
Open keyboard preferences. Ellipsis.
Press open keyboard preference and the one it landed on. Go VR upper arrow. Control option upper arrow.
Disconnect.
Is disconnect. So I can tell it's actually running via Bluetooth. If I now plug the lightning cable back in, let's see what it says now.
Open keyboard connect.
Yep, so it says now connect now. So it's no longer running in Bluetooth, it's now powered. It's connected via the lightning cable. So I guess in some ways that's how you can tell if it's actually currently charging or not. So let me just press the escape key.
Finder.
Okay, now I'm actually going to just turn the keyboard off. So I'm sliding the selector switch to the left. Okay, that's off. Now it's going to grab the other older keyboard and have a listen to how it sounds when I type on the keyboard. Here's the new Magic Keyboard 2. Okay, so if I start typing on the keyboard, and that was sort of, this is the test of this system. But if I press the keys, they really feel like they're only traveling about half as far than they would on my older keyboard. Because if I have it pressed on the other keys on my old keyboard, that's that one, the keys go a lot further in. So the new Magic Keyboard 2 feels exactly the same way as the MacBook keyboard, the 12-inch one, feels with that particular keyboard. And I believe the mechanism has now changed with the newer keyboard as opposed to the older keyboard. So basically the keys don't travel as far, but if I type in again, the quick brown fox jumped over the lazy dog and raced away into the bush, never to be seen again. So it really does feel about the same typing. If I just put that keyboard to your side, get my older keyboard here, type in the same thing, or probably not so much. The quick brown fox jumped over the lazy dog. It actually feels a lot faster to be able to type on the new keyboard too, because basically the keys don't travel as far, so you feel like you can actually type a lot faster. Though I do miss the inverted T-cross on the older keyboard, as opposed to the squished up and down arrows for the half-sized up and down arrow keys on the new Magic Keyboard 2. But I think for me, the fact that you can actually charge the rechargeable battery inside the Magic Keyboard 2 via the lightning cable You can actually use the keyboard plugged in via the Lightning cable, or you can use it as a Bluetooth keyboard, which is really, really great. And the other really great thing that I really like is the fact that you've got a physical side switch to know whether the actual keyboard is on or off, as opposed to the push-in button on the older Apple keyboard. Okay, now let's see if we can now pair this keyboard to my iPhone. And just to keep things nice and tidy, I'm just going to go back to my extras menu on the Mac using my main MacBook Air keyboard. Menu bar, app. And I'm just going to turn Bluetooth off.
Airphone, Skype, Finger Beats Update 2.3, Tweetbot, Dropbox, Displays, Net, Bluetooth, Status Menu.
And yes, I just cheekily took my mixer cable out of my Mac and popped it into my iPhone. So that's why you're actually hearing the sound of my Mac slightly differently now.
Menu, 12 items.
And let's turn Bluetooth off on my Mac.
Bluetooth on, dimmed. Turn Bluetooth off.
Okay, enter.
Turn Bluetooth off.
Okay, so now we won't have the Mac nicking the connection to the Magic Keyboard 2. Flick, switch to the right. And if I press the keys on the keyboard, Command, Tab, etc., etc., Tab, Caps Lock key, nothing's happening. Good. Okay, so if I grab my iPhone here.
Settings.
Double tap on settings.
Settings.
And I'm going to flick to the right to Bluetooth.
Settings. Airplane mode. Off. Wi-Fi. David's Bluetooth. On. Button.
Double tap on Bluetooth.
Settings.
And hopefully the Magic Keyboard should come up, but will come up on the Bluetooth list.
Bluetooth. Heading. Bluetooth. On. Now discoverable as my devices. Blues 2 Bay Artish. More info. Braille sensors with more info. David's Apple Watch. More info. Logitech K7. More info. Other devices. In progress. Magic Keyboard. Button.
And there it is. Magic Keyboard. One finger double tap.
Connecting.
And let me press the caps lock key on the keyboard.
Caps lock on. Caps lock off.
And we're connected. No need to put in a PIN number, which was also the case using the Magic Keyboard 2 on my Mac. Same thing to do with the iPhone. No need to put in a pairing PIN number. So that's ready to go. Put my iPhone down. Now what I'm interested to find out is now that it's Bluetooth connected to my iPhone, let's see what happens if I now connect the Lightning cable back to the keyboard. Can I use it with my Mac?
Finder.
Which I can. Very nice. And if I take the Lightning cable out, so now it should be on Bluetooth. Remember, I've got Bluetooth turned off on my Mac. Let's just press, say, my down arrow key a few times on the keyboard to wake it up. Hear that noise? That means it's now Bluetooth connected. So if I now do, say, VOH or command H for home using the voiceover command with the Bluetooth keyboard.
Settings. Double tap to open.
That is a really nice little way of switching between my keyboard for my Mac via USB, taking the Lightning cable out, and then, of course, using the Bluetooth connection to my iPhone. So that completes this demonstration of the Magic Keyboard 2. Unboxing, physical description, and connecting it to the Mac via USB and or Bluetooth, and of course connecting it via Bluetooth to my iPhone. And finally, quite a surprise for me, being able to Bluetooth connect to my iPhone, plug in the USB to Lightning cable from the Magic Keyboard 2 to my Mac, and use it as a USB keyboard, so literally switching between USB keyboard and Bluetooth for my iPhone without any difficulty whatsoever. As always, thanks for listening and bye for now.